Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, third chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of December, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
सत्या कर्म अविद्यां से जथा कुद्बंती भार्ग कुज्याद विद्यां से तथा असक्त चिकित्सु लोक संग्रहम. There are two classes of men, विद्यां learned and the fools, not learned, may not be fool. Human being, they are, of course, very intelligent than the animals, but amongst themselves, there are more intelligent, less intelligent. On the whole, they are more intelligent than the animals. So far, intelligence is concerned in the matter of considering eating, sleeping, sex and defense, that is equal, either in the animal or in the human being. It doesn't require any education. Even the dog knows how to use sex life. It doesn't require a prize philosopher. But the rascal human society, they are thinking, and here is a big philosopher, he is writing about sex. This is going on. Eating, simple eating, here is land. You work little, get your food grains produced, and you can sumptuously eat. But it doesn't require a scientific slaughterhouse for bringing big cows and live in the city at the cost of the life of the poor animals. This is misuse of intelligence. This is not intelligence. Therefore, a devotee who is actually intelligent, they should show the way how our intelligence can be utilized. That is explained here. Sakta karmani abhidyansa. Abhidyansa, fools, men with poor fund of knowledge, they have discovered so many lines of activities, simply foolishness. The modern civilization, the so-called advancement of civilization, is, I would say, planned by the abhidyans, men with poor fund of knowledge. They are not advancement of civilization. Therefore, they do not believe in the transmigration of the soul. They do not believe. Avoid the major issue. And they are planning, in this life they will live for 50 or 60 years, making big plans. Sakta, being materially attached, sakta, karmani, and discovering new methods of engagement, abhidyansa. I do not know how to engage one brain and talent. That we have discussed the other day, that pravittinchan vittinchan abhidhu asurajana, in which way we have to engage our brain and talent, they do not. That is the difference between a devota and a asur. Asur does not know. Asur thinks that he will live forever and let him prepare big plans for material comfort. This is Asuric civilization. He will not be allowed to stay here. The Kalam Asasatam, it is the place for suffering, so that we can understand our position. But these fools, they do not take the suffering into consideration, then making plans for more suffering. This is foolish civilization. They cannot, the so-called scientists, they are talking jugglery of words, advancement, as we are discussing this morning. Any intelligent can ask, so what you have solved, what kind of solution you have made of this problem of birth, death, old age and disease? Have you solved this problem? That they will not say, yes, yes, we are trying. After millions of years, it may be possible. That is also it may be, that we shall live forever. They say like that. Now who is going to live for millions of years to see, to confirm your proposal? Everyone will be finished within 50, 60 years. You also will be finished. And who is going to see your result and action? Now this is going on. Therefore, it is the duty of the intelligent person to show the way of living. Sattva karmani avidyāṁsa yathā kudvanti vāyat. Kudyāt vidyāṁsa yathā asakta chikirsu lokasangam. It's like we are taken to Krishna consciousness in the plowing or producing foodstuff, because our business is we can go anywhere, ask, begging a half chapati or 1/4 chapati in 4 or 5 houses. We can collect, especially in India still, they will be glad if a sannyasi goes to a householder's house and asks, give me something, a little bit of chapati, then immediately. There is no need of making a big plan of agricultural activities. We have no need. But still, we have to do it. That is, it is said, kudyat, you must do it. Kudyat, this word is used, that you must. I can say, what is the necessity of my big agricultural program? I can go anywhere, ask a little chapati. No, we have to do it. Why? Kudyat vidyāṁsa yathā asakta. A learned person, they will do that, but asakta, no attachment. The kurmis, they do even nonsense things, they are very much attached to it. But one who is vidyāṁ, he shall do exactly like that, but the difference is no asakti, no attachment. Kudyat vidyāṁsa yathā asakta. Why? Chikirsu loka sangraham. So that others may follow. That you, why you are making big plan of big factories? You take to this process for your economic problem solved. Krishna advises, kisi guru-kṣāmānijyam vaiṣya-karma-sabhāvayam. This is the agriculture, cow protection, trade, no industry. Krishna never said industry, trade. Trade means, suppose here we are attempting to grow foodstuff, so after eating for ourselves, if there is excess, then we can take these food grains or anything which we have produced to a place where there is need. That is called trade. Trade in exchange also. There is exchange. That is also trade. So that is recommended by Krishna, and because we are Krishna conscious, we must abide by the order of Krishna, Kisi Guru Savan, not for all, but a class of men. They are in the third category. The first category is the Brahmana, the man in knowledge. He knows what is the value of life, how life should be directed this way and that way. They know themselves and they give guidance to the other who have no such knowledge. Therefore, Brahmana is the guru of all other classes, some men, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas. It's like our position is Brahmana, but we are anasakta, without any attachment. We shall try to give them the direction how one can live very peacefully and save time for Krishna consciousness. That is stated here. Kujyad vidyan tatha asakta chikitsu yoga sangraham. The idea is how to direct common man to live peacefully and become Krishna conscious. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.